Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Tim Staples in studio with us, and it's open forum this hour. Call with any question at all about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not. The number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. If you've got the app on your phone, there's a button on the app. You can just push that button, and that'll dial right in here. It's like having the bat phone or something. It just dials right in here to the studio, and we'll get you on the air with Tim. If you got a question, 888-318-7884. Not going to say that number anymore. Unless I make a mistake, I probably won't say that number anymore this hour, because we got to raise some funds. It's the last hour of our May pledge drive, of our spring pledge drive here at Catholic Answers. And the last hour, we're a long way from reaching our goal, but we will still be taking calls and doing all the stuff that we usually do, asking Tim to do all the stuff that he usually does. But let me set the scene for you a little bit, and then we will let Tim do what he does. We are $88,000 away from being fully funded, and we have 58 minutes. We're $88,000 away and 58 minutes to go. I'll log you into your computer. Give me a sec. I'll do it. 888-318-7884, the number if you want to call to get on the line with Tim. If you want to call and make your pledge right now, and as I've been saying, we really are very grateful to lots and lots of new $10 a month donors. Lots Amen. Of, and we're so grateful for that. And quite a few $20 a month donors, some new $50 and even $84 a month pledgers. What we are lacking is some of those folks who usually kind of round out our donations here, who can make those larger pledges, a pledge of, say, $1,000. Cynthia in Oregon just made a $1,000 pledge. Thank you, Cynthia. Maria in Minnesota just made a $2,000 pledge. All right. Those are the pledges that we're going to need this hour to round it out. It's kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing. When you need to raise $88,000 in 1 hour, you need everybody to come in with at whatever level they can. But if you are one of those people who's especially blessed, would you please help us out this hour? Help to kind of put the finishing touches on the work that lots of other people have done by giving those monthly pledges. 888-291-8000. Tim, welcome. We got a bit of a match again this hour.
Yes.
We got the same match.
$20,000 match. Well, folks, can I say we made the match in the last hour by 10 seconds?
10 seconds. I know. that was not pleasant.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We made the match by 10 seconds in the first hour. So Carlo's out there. So Carlo, you shout and
jump. You did it, Carlo.
Amen. But folks, we've got a big task ahead. We're $93,000 short of full.
No, $88,000 right now.
88.
We are now $88,000.
$88,000 short. But the good news is we have that $20,000 match. And do we have the triple on monthly donors?
Yes, we still have. We haven't used up any matches, totally.
Oh, so my goodness. So, yeah, okay, folks.
A new monthly pledge is tripled this hour as well.
Yeah. All right, we've got a big task, and we need your help right now. There's no more time to wait. My procrastinating friends, pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. We've got to do $88,000 in this hour. You can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, of course, or text Catholic to 24365. My friends, let me tell you, I am so excited to be here right now because I believe we're going to take it over the top, Cy Kellett. But in order to get there, I think Cy said it so well yesterday. We really need both those $25 a month givers, that $10 a month giver. And again, that's tripled. $25 a month, folks, becomes $900. Remember that. $100 a month becomes $3,600. $50 a month becomes $1,800. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity thanks to these wonderful donors that have put up these matching funds for us. So please take advantage. But we also desperately need right now, because we're not going to get there, my friend, without also some big help.
Nope, that's right. We need both.
We really do need both. We need that $20,000 gift right now. Come on, folks. Pick up the phone right now. I know there's somebody out there that can give that $20,000 at 888-291-8000. Remember, it's doubled. Give that $10,000 gift. Give that $5,000 gift. $5,000 becomes $10,000. Can you help us out, my friends? We come here day in and day out. In fact, we're here 24/7 through our website and through our various media endeavors. We're here 24/7 giving folks Catholic answers. That's what we do. We take all comers. As you guys know, we love talking to atheists, members of other world religions, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims. We absolutely live to have discussions with all of the above, our Protestant friends, our Orthodox friends, atheists, agnostics. We engage all, and my friends, we see the proof is in the pudding. Literally thousands of converts. We have testimonies galore, my friends, that your money that you're going to give is going to work for the kingdom of God. So please, folks, do not wait any longer. This is it. This is our last hour. We only do this, as Cy says, four times a year. We come here just for 6 hours, four times a year. And we beg and we plead, and I'm doing that right now because we need your help, folks. Call 888-291-8000. I know we've got some more $2,000 givers. We've got some $1,000 givers. And remember, that $1,000 becomes two. But if you give that $100 a month, that becomes $3,600. So there's lots of ways forward for us. And those $25 one-time gifts, call. That becomes $50. That's our bread and butter. That one-time $50 gift, that one-time $100 gift becomes $100, becomes $200. So, folks, pick up that phone. We've got way too many open lines right now. We've got 9 open lines right now. We need to have these lines full for the next hour so we can make our goal of $88,000. Pick up that phone. Easy for me to say. Pick up that phone. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365 as well.
We do need your help. We also got to answer questions. So off we go to Nebraska, where Marion is listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Marion, we're glad you're here. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
I was wondering, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering what book in the Bible this verse comes from. Make your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. And if you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
Right.
That's two different passages.
Right. Actually, that is two different passages. You're kind of conflating one from the Sermon on the Mount, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And the second, that's the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And then you have Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, where Jesus says, I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. But the two are obviously related, because in both cases, both in the Sermon on the Mount and here in Revelation 3, Jesus is calling on us to let our yes be yes and our no be no concerning our speech as well as our lives being lived for Jesus Christ. There is no room for a halfway commitment to Jesus. According to Jesus here in Revelation 3:16, you're either hot or you are cold. As St. Thomas Aquinas famously said it, in the spiritual life, you are either growing or you are dead. There is no in-between, just like a plant or an animal or any living being. They're either growing. Now, that doesn't mean getting taller. You may be as tall as you're going to get, but inside that thing is a buzz with cells multiplying and dying off and so forth and moving. And that's the way we have to be in the spiritual life, right? Because either you are alive and that is growing, or you are dead. And what's required for us to be alive in Christ is a 100% commitment to him in his church that he established on this earth. Does that help at all?
Yes. Could you do us a favor here?
Yes.
Send us some rain.
Well, Tim's very powerful, but I believe you have asked for something beyond the limits of his power.
Well, we can certainly pray. I'll tell you that much.
We can indeed.
And even though we don't have any power to do that, we can pray to the God of heaven who has all power, and we sure will. And believe me, we're in San Diego. Now, this year, we've had quite a rain in our rainy season, but we've had some years of drought, so we can relate. Thanks for your call, and we will pray for y'all out there. But folks, look, this is why we're here at Catholic Answers Live, to give people Catholic answers. That was a real question from a real woman. And I'll bet you there's hundreds of you that had that same question as well. And that's what always happens, isn't it, Si?
It is,
that
yes.
Somebody calls in a question and gives an answer, and we've had the caller say, oh, my goodness. Remember, we talked about the other day, Si, one fella called in, and I don't even remember what the question was, but he said, Tim, I've had this question for 40 years. And yeah. You just answered it in 4 minutes. I mean, we have that happen, not just Tim Staples, but Carla Broussard and Jimmy Akin and Trent Horn and Joe Heschmeyer and so many other times. But folks, you know, these are the ones we hear on the air. But there are hundreds, there are thousands of people that are sitting in their cars, sitting in their homes, washing dishes, and they have the same experience because they hear an answer and it blows their minds. And sometimes it's the first mover to kind of get them started. Then they start inquiring, and then they get in trouble, and then they become Catholic.
Right.
I say get in trouble because they start seeing the truth. Folks, look, this is why we need to keep Catholic Answers live on the air. Don't you agree? Look, everybody listening right now, don't you agree that we need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ going out over the airwaves? Heaven knows how much garbage is going out over the airwaves and television all around the world. We need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in particular, folks, we need to be able to dispel all the caricatures out there. The Catholic Church is being caricatured 24/7 all around the world. Misinformation about what it is that Catholics believe. And this comes not just from the world, but from folks who name the name of Jesus, right? Many of them unwittingly, absolutely. But nevertheless, we need the truth because Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's the truth that will make you free, Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32. So folks, look, we need your help. We're saying it and we're going to say it again because without you, this thing shuts down. I mean, that's just a fact. If you want us on the air, we need your help right now. And we've got way too many open lines right now. We've got 7 open lines. Folks, if you've been on the fence, you've been thinking, man, I probably should. And you've been listening. You've heard other drives and you said, I should, but guess what? Now's the time. 888-291-8000. We need your help now. We have a long way to go. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Did I say we had $88,000 we need to raise?
Yes.
We need $75,000 now.
So all right.
We're making progress.
We're making progress.
Yeah. And right. I'll tell you about some of the help people have given. I'll name some names as soon as they tell me it's okay to name names.
Praise
on the
God.
Air. But, we need some more help. We got $75,000 to raise.
It's a long way to go.
45 minutes, $75,000, but it's starting to feel more and more possible. I'm going to make Tim keep working because that seems to work. That seems to get
Come
folks on
brother.
The line. I just want you to know our need at the moment. We need $75,000, and we have 45 minutes left to ask you for it. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. All the matches still available. Any one-time pledge is matched 100%, and if you can make a monthly pledge, matched twice, tripled. So it's got a double match on it. 888-291-8000. Let me just, I'm on the wrong page. Let me get to the page where it's got questions for you. Oh, I was supposed to thank a couple people. Can I do that first?
Absolutely,
brother. Actually, I wanted to share this one because Edwin from Birmingham made a $25 a month pledge and asked for prayers for his sick daughter. So we will pray for that. We'll include that in the apostolate's prayers. But I wonder if you at home would pray for, maybe offer a Hail Mary or Our Father for Edwin and his daughter in Birmingham. Thank you so much for that pledge. George, I can say this. George.
Can we?
It just says it right here. George in
yes.
Newport.
I see it. I wanted to be sure we can say it.
He said, special shout out to Carl Keating for starting this ministry, and he gave $10,000.
Oh, my
George,
goodness.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
George, it's guys like George that are going to help us get all the way to that 88. Now it's 75, right?
Yep, 75, and
hopefully
a lower number.
Folks,
soon.
We need that. We need that 20K, though. There's somebody out there that can write that $20,000 check, and we need a whole bunch of you now to call because we got open lines here. At 888-291-8000, we've got open lines. We need those $10 a month Givers, that $10 becomes $360 just like that. We need those $25 a month that becomes $900. We need that $50 a month that becomes $1,800. We need that $100 that becomes $3,000. Doesn't that, some when you to hear me, it that yeah. way, you give $100 a month. And I know that's beyond what a lot of folks listening can do. I understand that, but there are some folks who can. And that $100 a month becomes $3,600. Folks, pick up that phone, 888-291-8000.
Or go safe and secure online. You can do it very quickly. It's very it works with your phone. It adjusts to your phone or to your computer, whatever piece of equipment you're using. And it's very simple and intuitive to follow. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. We go now back to Nebraska. We got a lot of calls from Nebraska today.
Good folks in Nebraska.
Listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Also, good folks at Spirit Catholic Radio. Thomas, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey there, Maya. Thank you for taking my call. I've actually called in before, but earlier you repeated a phrase that I kind of struggle with in the Catholic faith.
Yes.
That repentance and baptism now saves, or it saves you.
Yes.
And so my question is, in what way does it save you? Because there are so many ways that you would be unsaved after you are baptized and after you repent, because everybody has sins that they're still going through, and baptism... Mm-hmm. What does it actually do?
Sure.
Because it doesn't give you eternal life in the Catholic faith.
Sure. No, Thomas, it does give you eternal life. But understand this. Think of it as if I had in my hand an eternal ink pen that will never run out of ink, right? If Cy Kellett gives me this eternal ink pen that will never run out of ink, guess what? I've got an eternal ink pen. But if I go over and throw it away... Guess what? I don't have that eternal ink pen any longer. It's not that the ink pen is not efficacious to have that eternal amount of ink. It's I chose to throw it away. And so when you see verses of Scripture that talk about salvation, you see, yes, that if you believe... Our favorite, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Faith leads to salvation. Mark 16:16 adds, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Romans 6:3, as you know, brother, says we are buried together with him through baptism, so that just as Christ is raised in newness of life, we may walk in newness of life. So baptism and faith contribute to that salvation. They save us in as much as baptism, for example, incorporates us into Jesus Christ. But once we enter into Jesus Christ, the Bible is very clear. For example, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, St. John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. So notice, he's talking to Christians. They've already believed, they've been baptized. And he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say, I'm going on to verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we are liars, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have to walk with Jesus in an ongoing relationship, allowing him to continue to cleanse us. And if we do that, as Jesus said in Matthew 10:22, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures until the end shall be saved. So we have been saved. We're being saved by cooperating with God's grace and allowing his blood to continue to cleanse us. And if we endure till the end, we shall be saved. This is why Jesus will say in Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So what baptism and faith give us is eternal life, the very life of God dwelling in our souls. But if we choose to walk away from God, we don't endure till the end, we're not faithful unto death, we can throw that gift away.
Thank you so much. It's a call that we love talking about salvation. We love talking about Jesus.
Amen.
And we
brother.
Love talking to anybody. And thank you so much for the. It's always so nice to talk with folks who are just so gracious on the phone, want to know the truth, and we're happy to talk about it. Anybody can call here and ask Tim these kinds of questions, or Carlo when Carlo's here, or Jimmy, or any of the guys. Any of our guests, and it's 25 years of these kind of conversations, and it was wonderful that George gave that $10,000 in recognition of Carl Keating, who started this whole thing.
Thank you, Carl.
God bless Carl for what he did. Yep. Think about that, 25 years of these kinds of answers on the air, now reaching around the globe, where many of our listeners right now are listening in the morning. This is their morning show. Because they're on the other side of the Pacific from us. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that Carl did. Thank you so much to those who have called and supported us. We're down to, let me just tell you how much we need before the top of the hour to be fully funded.
Oh, boy.
Where we are. We need $69,000. We got it down to $69,000 right now.
All right, $69,000, folks.
69 to go.
Guess what that means, Cy Kellett? We need some help right now.
We sure do.
Folks, really now. We've got 8 open lines, and we need your help. Thank you so much. Not just George. George, that is awesome. But every single one of you that has called over these 3 days, we love you. Man, you don't know what it does for this community right here. We got about, 45, 48, something?
Yeah, that's about right.
Full-time employees here, and this place is like a beehive every day of the week, man. These folks, I've never seen an organization like this where every single employee is completely on board with the church and serving God to the utmost with one goal in mind, and that's the salvation of souls, bringing the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And folks, that's something to get behind. I believe in this. That's why you hear it in my voice. This is why, as I told Cy yesterday, I love asking for money. You know, some people are squeamish about it. I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Because I know when we go to the judgment seat, every person that has given money to Catholic Answers, you will have participated in all the fruits of our labors. And like I said it yesterday, Cy, you're not going to be sorry on Judgment Day that you get. I'll guarantee you, if you forego some $7 a mug coffee for a few months and give that money to Catholic, I will guarantee you're not going to be sorry on Judgment Day, my friends. Please pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We've got 5 open lines, or you can go avoid the lines. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can give online, and you go to the front of the line every time. 100 of you can go, and you'll all be at the front of the line.
Right.
At CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or again, you can text and go to the front of the line as well. Text Catholic to 24365.
8 lines open right now. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Tim do his job. 888-291-8000, the number. Under $70,000, probably under $69,000 probably now. That's a lot to raise, but it can be done by the top of the hour with your help. Nicole in Fresno, California, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. We are delighted that you are here. Nicole, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi. I have a daughter who is moderately to severely autistic.
Yes.
And also may have intellectual disability as
yes.
she grows older. I was wondering what the Catholic teaching is about her ability to make sacraments when she gets older, such as confession,
yes.
communion, and confirmation with her parents' support.
Yes. Well, Nicole, you've called the right person. I have 7 kids myself, and my oldest son, Timmy, is moderate to severely autistic as well. And he's actually gotten worse. He's now 19 years old, and he's gotten worse over the years, although he seems to have kind of plateaued now, and we're seeing a little bit of improvement in different ways. But he has limited abilities. And let me tell you, the church has her arms wide open to welcome autistic kids like my son, Timmy. Now, the pastor will have to examine whether there's any intellectual ability. Now, of course, they can receive baptism, they can receive confirmation, But when they're going to receive first Eucharist, the pastor does have to make a decision. But the ability is, the necessary ability to comprehend is very, there's a, let's put it this way, a low bar. There is a, by design, very low bar. If the pastor gets a sense that this, even if the autistic person is nonverbal, understands the Eucharist, that person can receive the Eucharist. And, you know, again, the bar is very, very low, and the reason is clear, because of God's will for the salvation of all. That's what the church roots all of her decisions in. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, God wills the salvation of all. Now, of course, a person that doesn't have the ability to use their intellect can't sin either, so they're in a blessed state being baptized.
888-291-8000. This year, the Catholic Answers Conference turns its attention to the question of God in an age of unbelief. Join us September 21st through 24th in San Diego for I Believe in God, featuring very special guest Scott Hahn and an all-star lineup of speakers. Spend 4 fun days with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists. Seats are still available, but going fast. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 and register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
In These 12, The Gospel Through the Apostles' Eyes, best-selling author Rod Bennett gives a riveting re-examination of gospel events from the ground floor perspective of Christ's own hand-picked successors. In his trademark storytelling style, Bennett movingly depicts what it was like for the apostles to witness Jesus' teaching and miracles up close. Why did he call them, and what did he intend for them to do? Order your copy of These 12 today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
A little bit of groovy music there for you. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're in the last half hour now of our fundraising for the next 3 months. Each 3 months we come to you, ask you to support this radio program, which is, you got to support that local Catholic radio station, the EWTN network, whoever else is getting the message out there. Make sure you do. And we never try to supersede that. But this program is produced here in Southern California and goes out free to anyone who wants to broadcast it anywhere in the world. In any circumstance, people want to broadcast it, we'll give it to them free. And so it's on hundreds of radio stations, satellite radio, internet, web pages, but also apps and all the things, many of the things that I couldn't even describe to you because I don't know what they are. And so in order to pay for all that, it costs us $220,000 every 3 months. And right now, we are $67,000 away from being fully funded with 30 minutes to go. $67,000 to raise in 30 minutes. Can you help us out? We have asked for some of the larger gifts and because to be quite honest with you, people are really coming through with those monthly pledges or those one-time gifts in the yes. $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 amount, and that is keeping us in the game.
That's right.
But in order to cross that finish line, we need some of those $1,000 gifts. Andrew in Tennessee just gave $1,000. Nina in Maryland gave $1,000. A while ago, George, we've mentioned that to you, gave $10,000. Bill in Nebraska gave $2,000. We need some more of those, to be honest with you. And
And you know what? Michael from Columbus just gave $250. That becomes $500, folks. You know?
Yeah.
Remember that,
Thank
folks.
You, Michael.
We still have this match going on. This is huge.
Our good friend Steve from Napomo, who you hear from time to time, has just become a Society 315 member. Welcome aboard.
Amen.
Steve, now there's one more threshold we would like you to cross, Steve, and that would be the threshold of the sacraments. Come on in, Steve. We'd love to have you. And you'll love it too, Steve. The number here, 888-291-8000. Right now, 17, I'll just set this up and then I'll let Tim go back to answering calls. But there's 17 lines. Those are all our colleagues. Those are all people who work here in this building with us. They're waiting for your call. There's only two calls on the line right now. So 15 lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your pledge, especially those monthly pledges. Those new monthly pledges are getting a second match on them, and we've still got match money there. So 888-291-8000. If you could fill up the lines, it would be very helpful. But also,
and you know what, Si?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to say, too, I love the way you put it yesterday, and you've said it again. We really need both. It's not enough to get the $10,000 from George. That's huge. That's awesome. We need those $25 a month gifts, those $50 a month. That $100 a month is huge, folks, for us. That $10 a month, that's huge. Those one time, like Michael, $250, $100, these are huge. But we need, folks, I'm going to ask again, and I'm not going to stop, because we need that $20,000 gift now. If we're going to make our goal, we need that $20,000. Can you do it? 888-291-8000. I know there's not a lot of folks that can do it, but I think I'm talking to some who can. 888-291-8000 right now.
As I said, now we're at $66,000 to go, and 28 minutes left in the hour. 888-291-8000. All right, enough of that, though. I'm going to trust that you will fill up the lines. Please do fill up the lines. 888-291-8000. Off we go now to Arkansas. Jeremiah, watching on YouTube in Arkansas. Glad you're here, Jeremiah. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Sure. Thank you so much. My question has to do with the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, specifically with the Transfiguration.
Yes.
Because all the other mysteries, I can have a deep thought about, a deep contemplation about the meaning behind each one.
Yes.
But as far as the Transfiguration, I get stuck on it.
Okay.
I can read it, and it just, nothing speaks to me.
Gotcha.
So what's the deeper meaning from this to pull from that?
Oh, my goodness, Jeremiah. Thank you so much for calling, because as with all the mysteries of the Rosary, there are many, we say, manifold levels of meaning. But first and foremost, we meditate on the glory of Jesus Christ, his divinity shining through his humanity. That's on one level. Perhaps the first level is Christ revealing, because remember Peter, James, and John, who see that. John would later record that he was an eyewitness, as did Peter. But they both said they were eyewitnesses, and in fact, I believe it's St. John, or was it Peter? It was either John or Peter who refer to the Transfiguration as when they beheld his glory. So you're seeing the fullness of the glory of Jesus, his divinity shining through his humanity, but you're also, now that's on one level, but on another level, Jeremiah, you're also meditating on what awaits humanity. And that one excites me. Think about that, Psychelet. Not only are we seeing the revelation of the divine shining through the human nature, but we're also seeing what awaits humanity. That means, as Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, Jesus says, the righteous shall shine like the sun. 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. St. John tells us, brethren, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So in that sense, what you're seeing in the Transfiguration also has to do with the full glorification of the humanity of Christ that flows over into you and I, and that awaits us. Oh my goodness. when we, who even now we are partakers of the divine nature, as 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, we're already partakers of the divine nature. We're already experiencing, as Pope St. John Paul the Great said, Jesus came not only to reveal God to man, but to reveal man to man, to reveal what it means to be man and our ultimate destiny, which is to be glorified in him. And in some sense, as John says, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And that's just a scratch on the surface of what we can meditate on when we meditate on the transfiguration in the luminous mysteries. And folks, what a great gift they are that Pope St. John Paul the Great gave to us. And what a great gift our Catholic faith is, my friends. You know what? It's absolutely priceless. Every time we get a testimony of a saint, of a soul, who has come into the church, and I say saint, yes, as St. Paul to the Colossians refers to all Christians as saints. Yeah, we are saints in part, right? We're not saints in full yet till we get to heaven, and that's why we canonize some and we call them saints, because they've attained the fullness of sanctity. But every time we see a soul come to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the church, I'm telling you, my friends, Jesus said the angels in heaven rejoice. I'll guarantee you, the 48 full-time employees at Catholic Answers rejoice
as well, yeah.
Every time when we see somebody come to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what this is about. Folks, we need you now, though, because we've got 14 open lines, and we're not going to make our ultimate goal unless those lines fill up right now. We've only got 23 minutes. Folks, I need you now. We need you now. Stop what you're doing. Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000. We need that gift from you. Whether it's a one-time $25 gift, a $25 a month gift, a $50 a month, a one-time $100 gift, a one-time $250 gift, or maybe that $100 a month that we've been talking about, or how about that $1,000 gift, that $2,000 gift, that $5,000 gift? I know there are some folks out there that can do it. And I know there's one person out there that can give $20,000 right now to help us make. We're going to need all of us together right now, folks. And we've got 14 open lines. All right, now, stop. Right now, stop. Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000. We've got 14 open lines, folks. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. There's 13 lines open. Lots of lines available for you. Right now, $63,000 to go. $63,000 to go in the next 22 minutes. And we're not going to use up all that time just talking about raising money. We're going to go back and answer phone calls from folks who have questions about the Catholic faith. So if you've got the means and you can do one of those larger gifts, now is the time. 888-291-8000. If we just 12 listeners could do $5,000 each. Are there 12 people who are listening who could do $5,000 each? That would get us to being fully funded right now. Maybe we could just get $1,000 from 63. That would get us there. But maybe we could do a dollar each from 63,000 people. Whatever it is, we need that 63,000 to be fully funded. 888. Amen. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Long way to go. Six lines open now. 888-291-8000. You were pointing, Tim, you wanted me to go back to the phones. There's a call you want to take?
Yeah, there's a call from off air. Our friend from Louisiana, James.
Oh, he did.
He had called in, but he had to get off the line there.
Oh, I apologize. I did not see that. James in Louisiana was listening on 99.5 FM, and he asked this: why do Catholics call priests father? Doesn't the Bible prohibit that?
And you know, this is a really important question. It was for me in my Protestant days, Cy, because in Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, Jesus says, call no man on this earth father. You have one father, which is in heaven. They used to drive me crazy when I was a Protestant. Why do these Catholics call these priests father? They're denying Jesus. Well, in fact, they're not. Because, in fact, this is a great example of how we have to take all Scripture, James, and not just one taken out of context. And why do I say that? Because if you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, St. Paul quotes the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. So guess what he just did? He called somebody on this earth father, right? And he commands us to honor our father and our mother. Let's go to Luke chapter 16, verse 24. Jesus, the same Jesus who said, call no man on this earth father. Guess what he calls Abraham in Luke 16, 24? He calls him Father Abraham. And we see this all over the New Testament. In Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 18, St. Paul calls men Abraham, father, seven times in 18 verses. And then we can go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, where St. John refers to the elders to whom he's writing as fathers, exhorting them to teach his spiritual son, or their spiritual sons and daughters. And I could go on and on, folks, but the two that really got me was 1 Corinthians 4, 14 and 15, where St. Paul says, you have 10,000 instructors in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not many fathers. I have become your father, for I've begotten you through the gospel. And Ephesians 3, 14 and 15, where St. Paul says, for this cause I bend my knee before the Father of light, from whom all fatherhood, oh my goodness, passa patria, all fatherhood in heaven and on earth is derived or takes its name. You see, when Jesus said, call no man father, he did not mean you cannot enunciate the term pater with regard to human beings, because if he did, he contradicted himself, and so does St. Paul and St. John and St. James, and we could go on. So many others in the New Testament we don't have time to get to refer to men as fathers. He's not saying you can't enunciate the term. He's condemning the usurpation of the fatherhood of God, which is what we know was happening in the first century with not only religious leaders, but with a particular political leader, the Emperor of Rome, who was called father of the empire and had to be worshiped as such. Oh my goodness. Do you see how, folks, when you see the history, the tradition behind what Scripture is saying, and you take all of Scripture, you know what happens? You end up Catholic. That's what happens, Cy Kellett. And I tell you, I just went through some of the verses. There are many more we could talk about here. But the bottom line is, my friends, that's why we need to be here every day, 5 days a week, and 24/7 through our many media, the gifts of media that we have here that are going out all over the world, folks. But guess what? We need your help right now so that that answer you just heard can go out to the world. And not just that answer, but answers about everything you can think of concerning our Catholic faith. Go to our website at Catholic.com and just ask a question, and you will be blown away at the tens of thousands of pages that we have for free, and you will see your answer pop up at Catholic.com. And you see those questions answered right here on Catholic Answers Live. But folks, right now, we've got five open lines. We can't have this because we've only got 16 minutes left.
$60,000 to go.
$60,000. We've had a real lull. We have not had very many gifts here in the last 10, 15 minutes. We need somebody right now. I need that $20,000 giver. Come on, somebody. I just believe the Holy Spirit is tweaking somebody's soul right now. I could be wrong, all right? I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I just believe it, Cy. Somebody, your conscience is being, you're just being, I'm not using compulsion here, okay? I'm just saying, if the Lord is moving your heart right now, just pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000, and do not, any of you, think, okay, well, they need a lot of money here in this last 15 minutes. I better not call in my $50 gift. That's a lie from the devil, because that money is going to be doubled as soon as you give that money to the call screener. We need you. We need everybody. As Cy Kellett has said it again and again, we need small donors, big donors right now. Maybe there's another $10,000 gift out there. I know there's a $5,000 gift out there, $2,000, $1,000. And how about that $100 a month giver? Can that be you? Or that $100 one-time gift? Or that $10 a month gift that becomes $360? Please, folks, right now, we really are running out of time. Can you call 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
As you're speaking there, Tim, Donald in Pennsylvania with a $100 a month pledge got
praise
us
God.
Under $60,000. We need just about $59,000 in the next 15 minutes in order to be fully funded. And you will notice we will go back to the phones and we'll take more calls because we're leaving it in your hands and certainly comfortable leaving it in God's hands. But we do need some of those large pledges if we're going to make it. We're so grateful to all the folks who have come in at various different levels. I mean, I'm looking at right in front of me, you know, the last few gifts, a $31 gift, a $52 gift, a $20 a month pledge, and then the one I just mentioned, $100 a month pledge. It's all of that that gets the job done, all that in addition to those who can make that large one-time gift of $5,000 or $10,000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You'll be done in a few minutes at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim distracting me with his dancing at the moment because all the lines are full. Stop it, Tim. Stop it. I want to read this
one. But they'll open up real quick.
Oh, they do. Yeah, the lines become available very quickly because they get people through very quickly. Again, if you can do those large gifts to supplement what everybody else is doing, now is the time. We're very grateful for whatever you can do. 888-291-8000. Gregory in Iowa just gave $50 a month.
God bless you, Gregory.
And they were the folks in the other room were sharing with us that he told a story of praying to his guardian angel.
Wow.
After listening to the show. And in some way that is not made clear to me here, the guardian angel saved he and his wife Vivian.
Wow.
In a car accident. By avoiding a car accident after they prayed to the guardian angel. So he said, thanks God for the show. Well, thanks for you, Gregory,
God.
And for your very generous gift. Thank you very, very much. We're just going to make you work, Tim.
Let's do it.
Let's
brother.
Go to another Tim in Spokane, Washington, listening on 970 AM. Tim, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for the other Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Tim. Great name. Just to start.
You know. Amen. I agree.
So my question is, you know, during COVID, obviously the precaution to remove the cup from you know, from people receiving from the cup, but it seems like with that risk now subsided.
Yes.
Why hasn't the church returned to that and reinstituted that as part of the mass?
Yeah, I wish they would. Yeah, I wish it would. But please know, it is up to the local ordinary. There's no universal legislation on this. And I know in our diocese, it has been restored. In fact, this past Sunday, we were able to receive by intinction at the parish my wife and I went to. So it is up to the local ordinary. And just so folks remember that, during COVID, it was a unique situation, and the bishops were in a very, very difficult spot, especially in the early part where you don't know, and people are dying all over the place, and we have an elderly population in our churches. And so, you know, I have sympathy. But you're absolutely right. I think it's time. Even our hospitals now in San Diego, in California, have now no more masks. This just happened like a couple of days ago, and because I go to the hospital a lot, as many of y'all know, for reasons that I don't want to talk about. But I don't have to wear a mask anymore in the hospital. That's amazing. But yeah, it is being restored, my friend. And remember, though, folks, when you receive the Eucharist, whether you receive under one or both species, there is no difference in the order of grace whatsoever. The only advantage is a symbolic advantage. So there's no advantage when it comes to the order of grace. You get the whole Jesus, whether you receive him under both species or only one. And folks, we are really coming down to the line. And thanks, Tim, for your call. God bless you. We are coming down to the end here. We've got 10 minutes left, and we have got a long way to go. We've got about $55,000 to go. But you know what? We've got 10 minutes. Let's do it, folks.
Yeah.
I think we've got a $20,000 giver out there. We need you to call right now. We can do it, my friends. 888-291-8000. You know what? If we have 12 people out there that can give $5,000, how's that? We're over our goal.
Yeah, we'll go
right
over
there.
Our goal. Right.
Just 12 people to give $5,000. Come on, this can be done. Please, we've got 8 open lines right now. We're actually opening up more lines for you. We were up to 16 a second ago. Now we have 15 callers out there. Every once in a while, people have to go for various reasons. Sometimes they have to go. So they have to get off line. But we've got 7 open lines right now, folks. We're coming down to the wire. If you've been on the fence, folks, come on. 888-291-8000. My friends, if you could read the testimonies that we see day in and day out of the transformed lives, pastors that we've met and talked to, Protestant theologians and such, atheists, members of other world religions, you name it, we could give you testimonies by the thousands. I guarantee you we would not have 4 open lines right now, and we do. I guarantee you, folks, because it's so exciting when you see people come to the fullness of the... I mean, come on, Cy, for all eternity, that's what's going to matter, right? So, folks, come on, let's give right now. We've got 4 open lines at 888-291-8000. We've got 9 minutes left. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, get on the phones, because we'll keep, if you keep calling, we'll keep
answering. Yeah, we'll
keep answering, okay? Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, text Catholic to 24365.
All right, we started out a little while ago needing $97,000 to be fully funded. Darren, what's the number, right? Is it, about $54,000 we needed to be fully funded, about? Oh, it's 52,000. Okay,
000.
All right, we're making progress. So we're down to 10 people that could give $5,000. If there's 10 people out there that could give $5,000 right now,
we're going to make it.
We're going to make it, and praise God for that. 888-291-8000 is the number. There, as Tim said, there are 4 lines open, and we will continue answering the calls. If you're listening later on the podcast, there are, you know, 600,000 people a month who do that. 60,000 people regularly grab that podcast and listen later. You can give by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, just as people right now can give by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or pick up the phone and call. 5 lines open now, 888-291-8000. You have really come through for us. We're extremely grateful. We are still more than $50,000 away from reaching our goal, but that doesn't mean we can't reach it in the next
Absolutely.
Few minutes.
Come on. Absolutely.
As Tim said, maybe there's that person out there with the $20,000 who can get us that much closer, or a $10,000 gift, or a $5,000 gift. It's so much money. I know that it's so much money, but there are people who have the means to be able to do that, and we got to let them know that what our need is, because those who can do the $10 a month or $20 a month or maybe a $15 one time, they are coming through for us right now. We need those with the big, thick wallets to come through
and
with
don't
those large
think,
gifts.
You know
888-291-8000. Go ahead, Tim.
888-291-8000. And don't let the devil tell you, well, I don't want to keep a line.
No, there's lines open.
With my $25 a month. Guess what? We've got 4 open lines right now. Don't let the devil lie to you like that, because that's how we're going to meet our goal. Remember what Cy has been saying. It's all of us together. It's the small gifts and the large gifts. But you large gift givers, call right now. We got 7 minutes left at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365, and that will also take you to where you can make your pledge. Catholic to 24365. I don't think I can go to that caller,
but
it's a caller that wants to know a book.
Yes.
You got a book recommendation for someone
Absolutely.
Who wants to help a family member understand the Catholic faith.
Wayne, we've got the perfect book for you. Wayne from Tennessee, and that is Why We're Catholic by Trent Horn. It is outstanding, simply written, but covers the gamut. It's a short read, too. It's a relatively short, just really well done, that gives you the basics of why we're Catholic. So check it out, folks. And you know what? That's why we're here at Catholic Answers, to tell folks why we're Catholic and why you need to be Catholic as well. How much would you pay for a radio broadcast that does just that? That's what the gospel is all about, presenting the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he gave us for the salvation of the world in his one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Folks, We are now down to 5 minutes left. Please do not stop calling.
$47,000 to go.
$47,000 to go. 888-291-8000. Don't stop calling. We'll stay here. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I know we have to ask and ask and ask, but I do want you to know we are very grateful for what's happened over the last 6 hours. Whatever happens, it's been an extraordinary outpouring of support, and we're very grateful. If $47,000 in the next few minutes, or we may finish it up with folks on going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as they listen to the podcast.
Don't stop.
But right now, there's lots of folks ready to take your call. 888-291-8000. $47,000 to go. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.